I tried to see, like, I was trying to get Windows 11 going and said, TPM 2.0 isn't working. Maybe it has to be enabled in the BIOS. So I restarted the computer, checked the BIOS, couldn't find any way to enable TPM, and I found out that probably it's not, it doesn't exist on this motherboard. So, complete waste of time. I need to rescan the library, but now there's not time. So I'm just going to enable live broadcasting. And, let's see, close all windows. And start again. Oh, 8 minutes till top of the hour. Need to get going here. Yeah, let's start with this song. Oh, wait. Yeah, one of the speakers is gone. Anyway, it's going.
Just as I thought we'd get some peace, phone was ringing without cease. It's always the same, it's kind of lame. Sandy calls. I really think she is insane. She keeps asking for Elaine. So it's the same. Who's to blame? Sandy calls. It seems that she will not go. This has to be an all-time low. She doesn't want to be on the radio. Michelle is off her meds again. She'll do that now and then. So it's the same, let's fan the flames, Sandy called. Starting a stream during the day, I wouldn't have it any other way. It'll keep Sandy away from here all the time. Now it is time to talk of events and of misfortunes that we lament. And the best part of it all, we won't cost a dime. Time to try to flush things out with vinegar and maybe sauerkraut and bologna with cream cheese on the side. And the phone starts to ring. Now I have to drop everything. So it's the same. Who's to blame? Sandy calls. Can you stand her or reprimand her? It doesn't seem to have an effect. She's on Facebook. I had a look. It insulted my intellect. Buy lots of underpants because it's easier than getting up to pee. But why do I have to be the one to get this stuff? It isn't fun, even though it's sort of retail therapy. It's annoying. I'm not enjoying these phone calls all day long. can always write a song. Just as I thought we'd get some peace, the phone is ringing without cease. So it's the same, it's kind of lame. Sandy called. I really think she is insane. She keeps asking for Elaine. So it's the same, who's to blame? Sandy called.
Feeling better now that I'm straight. Tell the world, even Mary Gates. I learned my lesson, it's a fool's game. If Fudd-Tracker is your middle name, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, baby Bruce has wood. I'm gonna say it again, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. Bruce broke some hearts, this much is true. Looking for a sugar daddy or two. He finally settled on someone named Bryce. He knew that pervert every vice. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. I'm gonna say it again. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. Telling you now, he has a Woody for you. Just look down and enjoy the view. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. I'm gonna say it again. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood. Oh, no, no, no. Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood, Bruce has wood. Baby Bruce has wood.
Going down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in Sprouseman two trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you. Yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man.
Dedicated in memory of Brad Clark.
Record party for Saturday night, Sunday morning, April 21st, 2024, the day after Hitler's birthday. Gosh, Mr. Randall. Oh, gee, Willikers. So anyway, what happened? Well, first I rebooted my computer because I wanted to see if like you could enable TPM in the BIOS, or actually UEFI, because it has, you know, mouse. Um, but I couldn't do that. So it was a complete waste of time. Also, I saw this video where this guy had a big haul of, like, computers. He had, an e-machine, never obsolete computer with stickers and everything. It was pretty cool. And he also had an STI Indigo. So actually, it reminds me of my work. We had, like, one of those. I think we threw it away. We should have saved it. But we didn't save it. Okay, so I saw this video where this guy had an old iPod he was trying to fix. And he's talking about the iPod Classic, and he's like, oh, these things, they're a modern miracle. Yes, actually they are. The iPod Classic is a modern miracle. But it's actually just miniaturization to the extreme. You have, on the outer case, you have a click wheel, and then you open it up, and there's a screen, a logic board, and a hard drive. It's a mechanical hard drive. It's basically a laptop hard drive. But it's just a simple mechanical hard drive. And together, you have a music library that is smaller than a pack of cigarettes. But you don't need a mechanical hard drive. You just need a compact flash card, which I have here, and a compact flash to IDE adapter. And so what I'm probably going to do is I ordered on eBay this iPod Classic 4th generation. Anyway, WTF, why am I under such control? Killer of 10 million people. Like, it's something you celebrate. I don't know. So, anyway, I have this, like, iPod 4th generation classic, 20 gigabytes, 4 parts not working, which probably means that the hard drive is broken. So I'm going to try to install this compact flash 250... Oh, wait. Crap. This isn't going to work. 256 megabytes, not gigabytes. Yeah, I'm going to have to order another compact flash card. So yeah, but if this works, I can resync my iPod, because I haven't been resyncing my iPod because I added a lot of stuff to iTunes. So basically, it'd be like a dilemma. I'd say, do I delete everything that I've added in the last 3 years so I can sync it? Probably not. So I end up like, not syncing my iPod, which I haven't done for like basically years. So I did this. I could resync my iPods. It was pretty cool. This just in. Copy 420 is left the IRC. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel panel skyscraper. Here's something interesting. Oh, you can also join us at 16sworkerparty.com for a playlist and show archives. So, let's see, I'm going to go to the Exodus wallet here. This demonstrates that, there's a password here. have the super, super secret password. Okay. There we go. So I want to send Bitcoin. So I'm gonna try like sending 0.0001, which I think is $6.52. Bitcoin network fee $70.74, which is rather high. And let's see, if I go to like $60, it's what? Still $70, still pretty expensive. Oh, I have it now $650. Now it's like Bitcoin network fee is $210, which is pretty expensive. So yeah, it's gotten expensive since the halving. So yeah, that's kind of a problem here. So the problem is that the only way that I can add money to my my account with the Russian MP3s is through Bitcoin. And, well, fortunately, I have about $70. But, yes. So, I'm not, like, don't face the dilemma now. But, yeah, it's going to be a problem if I can't add money to my account soon. In fact, I should have added, like, about $100 before the halvening. So, yeah, kind of a problem here. So, anyway, I think we should run the idea. Oh, what do we have in the this week, yeah. What do we have this week? Candles ate Grandpa by Restream, True to Record Store Day, Jerry the Circus, 5 Minute Mystery for the OTR, New Music Express, Pearl Jam, T-Bone Brunette, Cloud Nothings, Future Artists, Absolute Great Part 2, because I didn't get to all of it last week, and the live segment is Kyle Hollingsworth's band. So anyway, I'm going to cue the IDs here. Or, no, cue the intro here.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops are
coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was having problems. Adjusting to his tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
And for the first song this week, well, a lot of these songs are dictated by the current events. So this week, President Biden went to Pittsburgh, where he falsely claimed that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea. African cannibals, so somehow they went halfway around the world to eat his uncle. But it was completely false. So this song is dedicated to President Biden. This is the New York Dolls.
Ah! in the States.
Thank you.
I want money. Money. I want money, baby. Money. Am I any wiser, baby? Money. I want money, baby. Money. All right. First I look at the purse, I'm trying to tell you. And first I look at the purse, oh, baby. First I look at the purse, then you'll be good now. First I look at the purse, I want to do. First I look at the purse, go down the night. First I look at the purse, I'm about to jam. First I look at the purse, it's all right.
Thank you.
Yes, I guess. Yes, that was Faces and The Faces. And Cindy, incidentally, from BBC Sessions. Oh, yeah, BBC Sessions recording. That's to commemorate the fact this is a commemorate Record Store Day. We also heard Kate Bush and Eat the Music from the Eat the Music single released in 1993. That's also a Record Store Day release. We heard Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, and I'm Gonna Googlerize You Baby from the Spotlight Kid, released in 1972. Also a Record Store Day release, commemorating Record Store Day. We heard the Jay Giles Band, and First I Look at the Purse, from their self-titled debut album. I don't know why I played that. From their self-titled debut album, released on Atlantic Records in 1970. We heard Brian Eno and Burning Airlines Give You So Much More, from Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. Released in 1974, and you can thank WXNZ for inspiring that song. And we started things off with the New York Dolls and Stranded in the Jungle from Too Much Too Soon, released on Mercury Records in 1974, and that's dedicated to Joe Biden, who falsely stated that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Let's see, what else do we hear? Here, that's kind of interesting. Oh, here we go. This is from, Gateway Pundit. Alright, add this to the bookmarks here. Update, huge cheers for Trump at Harlem Bodega, massive crowd chants of Trump, 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 and USA, USA, USA. President Trump made a stop Tuesday afternoon at the Harlem Bodega, where an employee acted in self-defense, resulting in the death of a thug 2 years ago. So apparently, Biden decided to go to Wawa and nobody was there. Interesting story. When I was going to school, there was a Wawa in Collingswood. No, actually, there were two Wawas in Collingswood within walking distance of each other. One of them was, you walk on the way to the place where I worked, and a train station. So I went in there and purchased a heavy metal magazine, the History of Heavy Metal. I got that. They also make good hoagies. Hoagie Fest. Do we have the song here? Let me see here. Wawa Hoagie Fest. Probably should not. Here we go. Wawa. Hoagie. Oh, here we go. Hoagie in the Sky. Oh, here we go. Here comes the Hoagie Man. Yes, this is for old time's sake.
Here comes the Hoagie Man. Hoagie Fest is here again. Up in the sky, he'll be here soon, floating into town in his hokey balloon. Here comes the hokey man, hokey back. Everything is freshly made. Where it's plain to see, the quality is the order of the day. Where lettuce leaves are crisp and green, tomatoes are red from the vine. Where buns are toasted and turkey is roasted with a flavor that'll blow your mind.
Oh, we're done here. Yeah, that was Here Comes the Hoagie Man from Wawa. Anyway, you can join us in the IRC, gamebird.e88.us, channel pound Skyscanner. Right now, I'm going to do the OTR before I fall too far behind. And let's see, what do we have this week? We have Jerry the Circus. Title of the episode is A Gale Threatens the Circus. Then we have 5-Minute Mysteries, and the title of the episode is Marks of Death. So anyway, without further ado, here's OTR from 1937, Jerry of the Circus.
Jerry!
Jerry of the Circus!
Bounce!
Well, here I am, back at the door.
Oh, guess I was too excited. Golly, what a night. It's blowing some fearful.
I know. So how's the house, Jerry?
You mean audience?
Well, of course.
Oh, just a handful of people. Seems terrible to do that whole show just for those few towners.
I know, but as long as anybody comes at all, the show has to go on.
I just come from the cages with Jason.
Oh, yes?
Golly, his cats are acting up fierce. I sure hate to have to work them tonight.
Yeah, Jason will manage.
He was over there talking to him and trying to get him quieted down.
Oh, don't you worry about Jason. He knows what to do all right.
Good evening, friend.
Well, hello there, Carlo.
A frightful evening,
oh,
you
yes,
mean.
Yes.
Oh, of course, Alfredo. I should say a bad evening, friend. My dear brother, have you objections to shutting this bad evening out?
I forget. Excuse me, I closed the door.
And, my dear brother, I think maybe you better take those pills I buy for you this afternoon with so much trouble.
Bah!
What do you mean, bah? I buy nice little pills to fix your silly stomach, and you say, bah.
Are you sick, Alfredo?
Of course not.
You see, he does not want to worry such good friends.
Bah.
So, you still say, bah? Jerry, you bring some water. We take care of this big brother of mine.
Sure.
Oh, but these are Hill's pills, Carlos.
Yes, yes, why not?
I thought those pills were for seasickness. Here's your water.
Of course, seasickness.
Fool.
Ah, you see, it is bad now. He is to the fooey stage. We must treat him carefully.
Carlos, you are a clown. What's it all about?
Ah, Bumps. It is very sad. You hear how the wind roars?
Yes.
And you see how our wire waves back and forth this afternoon?
Oh, I see. You think Alfredo will get seasick on the wire tonight.
I think? I know. This afternoon, when the wire weaves so bad back and forth, I look at my brother. And his face, it is green.
Green?
Yes, and then yellow. And then I know for sure it is the seasickness that visits my brother. And so I take a long walk in all this wind to buy him beautiful little pills. And now see how he treats me?
Bah, such foolishness. I go now and wait for you in the pod room with sensible folks.
But Alfredo, how you know with your brains who is sensible folks and who is...
Bah! See, you Bentinis are crazy. I never know whether to take what you say seriously or not.
Now, that is because you are young. The poor little neglected pills, did I take them?
Hey, what are you taking those pills for?
Well, I buy them for to use. Now, somebody must use them.
But if you don't need them... Why, they might hurt you.
Oh, they can't hurt him. But I must say you carry your jokes pretty far. Well, folks, I'm heading for the pad room. How about you?
Another country heard from. So you want to be sure to get in on the excitement tonight, all right?
Yeah, of course. He started working again, so naturally he's excited.
Ready, Carlos?
I come soon.
All right. We'll see you over there, then. Hey, Rags, not so fast. Did you see him shoot through that door? Golly, this is a night.
Yes, one of the worst winds I've ever been in.
Hey, listen to that canvas.
It's a hard night on the animals.
What's the matter, Ray? Thought you'd better get close to me, huh? Sure you had. The idea of racing off the way you did.
Even Rags is nervous, and he's almost human.
I'll say he is. Hey, there's Jason. He's around early.
Yeah, oh, Jason! Jason!
Hello there. Oh, Bumps, it's you. And Jerry.
Well, everything in order?
Well, things are under control, at least for the moment. Oh, Jerry.
Yeah?
I think as soon as the show starts, you'd better get over to the horse tent and...
Golly! Look what happened this afternoon when I went over there.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I missed that chance to go on for Mr. Bradley. Golly, and... Well, gee, I've been waiting for... Oh, I don't know how long for a chance to go on for Mr. Bradley. And then the one time Mr. Randall needed me, they couldn't find me.
Oh, it was a shame. Well, they cut the whole turn out.
Bradley sick again?
Oh, no, he's all right.
Yeah, but you said...
You know, it's a funny thing. I can't figure it out. Johnny did his turn, you know, the one with the duck. And then suddenly Randall decided he shouldn't go on for the Shakespearean act. And they tried to get Jerry.
Well, that doesn't make sense. After all, Johnny's marvelous in that Shakespearean act.
I know most of the lines.
Oh, I know, son. You're very good, too. But that's... Well, it's just Johnny's special.
What'd they do this afternoon when they couldn't find Jerry?
Well, that's the funniest part of the whole business, Jason. They simply let the act ride.
You mean they didn't do it?
Yeah, that's it.
And Randall's such a stickler for giving the public everything he's promised them.
Yeah, he even let Patsy go on when the ropes and trapezes and things are so bad.
I can't make it out. Must be something behind all this.
I'll say so. Hey... Here we stand talking in all this wind, and the show's ready to go.
Yeah, come on here, Rags. We better take our places.
Well, I suppose I'd better go over and see Whitey.
Yeah, I really think you should, Jerry. And then if you find he can get along all right, come on back and hang around the pad room or the backyard.
Yeah, I'd sure like to see your act tonight.
Yeah, why?
Well, I don't know. All this wind, and I'm kind of worried.
Now, listen, Jerry. Don't you worry about me. I've handled my cats in bad weather before, so there's no danger.
You sure?
Of course I am.
Gee, I'm sure glad. I was kind of worried.
Well, now I got work to do. See you later, Jerry.
Okay, so long.
So long.
Oh, hello there, Jerry. Oh, well, late for what?
Who's that? Jason.
Oh, no. He's just going to do the jumping act now. You see, they're letting the rest of the lions into the arena now.
Good. I wanted to watch them. Gee, the cats seem kind of nervy, don't they?
Well, they'll be all right. Jason knows how to handle them.
It's lucky I went back to see Whitey. He sure was having his hands full with them horses. Splendor was cutting up for a fairly well.
You don't say.
Yes. And she only quieted down when I went in and patted her neck and talked kind of soft and like to her.
There they go.
Look, Mom.
What? Where?
A daisy. She jumped before she was supposed to. She took the stand Nemo's supposed to have.
Oh, Jason will put her in her place.
Yeah, but she don't like it much.
Look at that cat fight back.
She isn't going back. Look at her. She lunged right at Jason.
That's all right. He has his chair in front of him.
But, hey, she's got him in a corner.
Yeah, that's get her.
Ooh, yeah. Must have been close enough to scorch Daisy's fur.
Yeah, he's got her under control now. You see how he backs her up?
Yeah, she's going right up to her own stand again. Golly Bumps, Jason is sure great. He's ready to start again.
Yeah, that's right. Daisy went on to her own tub there.
Yeah, but she's plenty mad. It's funny, because she's usually gentle, too. Boy, I'm glad he's finished that. See, he's letting them all leave the cage except Nemo.
Yes, smart boy. No good trying an act with those animals when they're as nervous as that.
You only missed the part where Daisy makes that big leap over the other lions.
Well, that's that. Now there's just Jason's fight with Nemo, and they'll be all through.
Why do people like to see men fight with wild animals?
Oh, it's an instinct. I guess it's a sort of a fascination.
Golly, look at them roll over in the dust. Boy, it sure is exciting.
Yeah, Jason and Nemo have been doing that fight for years. He trained Nemo from a cub.
Golly, I know it's not half as dangerous as some of the other tricks, but it's sure thrilling.
Well, it sounds like the timers like it, too. Even the few of them that are here tonight.
Come with me. Just 1 minute.
Oh, what is it, Alfredo? I thought you'd finished your act and were through.
Yes, we finished, but Carlos, he is sick.
No, you're fooling.
Cross my chest. It's true. He is sick.
Oh, gee.
So while it is bad tonight, when we finally finish, Carlos is all funny and pale. And then he try not to let on he is sick, because he kid me so much. But when we in wagon, he had to lie down. So I come for you.
I bet because he took those pills.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll be right over, Alfredo.
Thank you, Bump. You're good friend.
This should teach Carlos not to kid so much.
Yeah, this must be what they meant when they say that about taking your own medicine, huh?
Yeah, that kind of looks like it. But it's a shame to laugh at him if he really is sick. Poor Carlos. Well, come on, Jerry. We better get over to the wagon.
Hey, quick, the menagerie tent. The zebras are stampeding. Part of the tennis loose.
Hey, that's serious. Carly, it's getting cold.
Well, Alfredo, I'll be over there soon. There's trouble in the animal tent. And after I help him, I'll come to the wagon.
Thank you, Bum. We'll be there.
Well, come on, Jerry. Kelly will probably need all the hands he can possibly get. See, it is cold.
Look, the side of that tent. It's blowing right up.
Oh, what a gale. No wonder the zebras are causing trouble. Oh, poor Kelly. Well, come on, Jerry.
There's some men working on those stakes. They need more, though.
Yeah, and there's Kelly. Hi, Kelly. What can we do?
You're good with animals, Jerry. Get inside and give the boys a hand with those zebras.
Yes, sir.
But be sure you don't get kicked. They're pesky little critters.
Well, what about me, Kelly?
Help me here on these ropes. You're heavy enough to hold them down. I was afraid Jerry'd fly right up with the tent.
Wise cracking even in trouble, huh?
Might as well.
Hey, Kelly, why not get the elephants?
I thought you were inside helping.
Yeah, I know, but why not get the elephants to help pull those ropes down? Golly, there aren't enough men.
Here, it looks like the boy is right, Kelly.
I say he is. Jeff, get hold of Olsen and get a couple of those bulls out here, quick.
Okay.
Golly, look at those ropes there. Just like they were made of string.
This tent is in the way of the gale. That's why it's taken most of the punishment.
Hitch that bull up to the far end, Jerry.
I will.
And swim. Bring those other bulls down here.
It's going to work. I know it's going to work.
Well, it is better. We'll have the counters pouring out here in a short time. Hey, Jeff, easy. Let that bull pull in the slack handle.
All right.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, so what a blow.
Quick, all hands inside.
A couple of zebras got loose.
Hey, Jeff, quick on the seat.
Come on, Jerry. We better see what we can do.
Catch that critter quick, boys.
Gosh, I ain't got a hankering to get kicked to death.
Those zebras are certainly vicious little beasts.
Hey, look out. Get hurt.
Look out. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. I got that, varmint.
But Jeff is hurt.
Some water, quick, then.
Okay, I'll get
Oh, the poor devil. Jeff got right in the way of that crazy animal.
Another five-minute mystery.
Watch your step there, young fella. You shouldn't be walking against the light with traffic so heavy.
Sorry, officer, I can see it.
Holy smoke, what was that?
Officer, a woman's going out that window.
Good heavens, she'll be killed.
Okay, back up here and let me through. Hey, Clancy, better call an ambulance. I'm going up to that hotel window to do a little investigating. You say your wife, Rita, jumped from this window, Graham.
That's right, officer. Miss Carlton here and I tried to stop her, but we weren't able.
Rita and I were old friends, officer.
My wife had been in ill health for some time. She had a nervous breakdown, and it seemed to make her afraid of everything. She feared elevators, high buildings, everything. I invited Miss Carlton for dinner this evening. Thought that perhaps she could cheer Rita up a little and help bring her back to normalcy.
But she changed so much.
How's that?
Well, instead of being cheered, she imagined that I was coming between her and Mr. Graham. Even accused me of it directly.
Then tonight, with a startling suddenness, she stood up angrily and pushed over the coffee table, saying she knew we thought her crazy. Then she ran to that window, climbed up on the sill, and jumped.
This window's pretty small. And these newly made scratches on the windowsill, they're hunks of wood torn out by your wife's fingernails here on the outer edge of the sill.
She must have made a grasp for the sill after she jumped. Miss Carlton and I both finally attempted to grab her, but we got to the window just as she fell forward, head first off the ledge.
Head first, eh?
That's right, officer. She climbed up here on the sill. Then just as Miss Carlton and I made a grab for her, she leaned forward and fell.
Oh, it was terrible. If only Graham and I had gotten there a fraction of a second sooner. Maybe if I hadn't been here, this wouldn't have happened.
Very true, Miss Carlton, and perhaps neither would I have to perform my little duty.
Your duty, officer?
Meaning, Miss Carlton, I arrest you and Mr. Graham for the murder of Rita Graham.
In just a moment, we'll see whether you, too, detected the flaw in Graham's and Miss Carlton's stories. But first, now, back to the solution of our story.
Mr. Graham, you said your wife was afraid of everything, yet she didn't fear leaping from a 15th-floor window. However, that isn't the biggest mistake you two made. Surely when you were struggling to push Ms. Graham out of the window, you should have noticed where, in her futile efforts to stop you, her fingernails had torn out pieces from the outer edge of the sill. No person having jumped headfirst out of a 15th-floor window would have time or the ability to turn in midair and frantically grasp the sill. Your alibi missed the mark that time.
Buzzcocks. And what do I get? from the compilation Operator's Manual Buzzcocks Best. Originally released in 1979. That was from the compilation was released in 1991. But remastered in 2001. Anyway, before that we heard, I have to commemorate the fact that today's the birthday of John Mayer from the Buzzcocks. Born April 21st, 1960. So he's 64 years old today. And before that, we heard 5-Minute Mysteries and Marks of Death, OTR from 1947. And we started things off with Jerry the Circus and A Gale Threatens the Circus. Edited for time, of course. OTR from 1937. So, some stuff there. And coming up in the rest of the show, we have a New Music Express with Pearl Jam, T-Bone Burnett, and Cloud Nothings, and the feature artist Absolute Great Part 2, because I had thought that I was going to get to most of, all of it last week, but I didn't. So, yeah, I guess this week I skipped to the rest of Absolute Gray. Next week we're going to do Rain Parade. And live segment we're going to have Kyle Hollingsworth Band. So anyway, it's 5 minutes past the hour, so I probably should get to the IDs before I fall too far behind. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived the first hour of this week. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at the gamebird.e-triple-h.us channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at sixesrecordparty.com for playlists and show archives. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived the first hour of this week's Sixes Record Party. We'll be back with hour number two, including the New Music Express and the featured artist segment. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
Six record artists on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friend then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
The mouth-watering Big Mac with a savory fillet of fish and a tasty McChicken. My goodness, that looks good. Oh, you're making a McDonald's menu hat? Yes, at land, air, and sea. Oh, it's going to tip over. No, it's good. Very stable. Unlike old Joe at the White House. Damn, I wish I'm going to be president again. Order the land, air, and sea by name. Build it by hand and hack the McDonald's menu. I'm surprised at how attracted I am to it. McDonald's, make obesity great again. Bam, 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 bam.
Fact.
The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Welcome to your daily dose of Commodore Computer Shorts. Who was the Vic Czar? Michael Tomchek, who joined Commodore in 1980 as the assistant to Commodore Computer's president, Jack Tramiel. In an interview with Rick Malek on December 17, 1996, Michael explained how he became known as the Vic Czar. On his first day, he attended a meeting where Jack wanted to introduce a $300 color computer. Impossible, right? Michael Tomchek wrote a 30-page memo to Jack detailing everything he thought was needed to be done with the VIC-20, and he tossed it onto Jack's desk, saying, "Make sure whoever does the VIC reads this." The next day, Jack tossed it back at Michael and said, "Make sure all of this gets done." And that was that. Within a week, Michael was being called the Vic Czar.
So don't forget to join the Fredbox Commodore Computer User Group to gain access to exclusive videos and awesome rewards.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
A shy child, Arnold Dorsey returned to post-war Britain from India and developed a love of the saxophone and never expected his musical career to feature his voice. Yet he shocked himself with success in a singing contest. His brilliant Jerry Lewis impersonation encouraging him to take the stage name Jerry Dorsey. Jerry recorded a single with Decca in 1959. But he fell ill and was forced to rest for 6 months. Jerry later enlisted Gordon Mills. Mills, the manager of Tom Jones, suggested changing his name again, this time to Engelbert Humperdinck. 1967 became known as the year of Engelbert. He surpassed the Rolling Stones and kept the Beatles' Penny Lane off the top spot with his 40s country cover, Release Me. Release Me remained in the UK chart for a record-setting 56 weeks, becoming one of the most successful singles of all time. Not content with one Engelbert million-selling single, Decca also saw a second, The Last Waltz, spend a further 5 weeks at the top. 50 years later, an anniversary album celebrating his success saw Engelbert enter the top five of the UK album charts, proving his popularity continued. And I followed my heart.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday nights, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Ritchie at 6 p.m. Central on the RFD Network.
Shoulder from a running to you. You alone and you got.
Everybody always trying to tell me what to do.
Iggy Pop and the Stooges and Raw Power. Title track from that album, released in 1973. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is Iggy Pop's birthday. If I can find it here, yeah. Born April 21st, 1947, so he is 77 years old today. So, anyway, happy birthday, Iggy Pop. So, it's 17 minutes past the hour. Surprised you get to the New Music Express before I fall too far behind. So, I'm going to do this to intro.
And now, the New Music Express on Sixth's Record Party.
And this week, we have new music from Pearl Jam, T-Bone Burnett, Cloud Nothings, and there are some other artists that we have music from. New music from Dr. Feelgood and from Ian Hunter. So, but anyway, first things first, we had to get to new music by Pearl Jam. The new album is called Dark Matter, and that's the title track from this album. So, here we go, Pearl Jam and Dark Matter on the New Music Express. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can see, you can always say gamer.ehhh.us, channel, pound, sky scanner.
In the He adjusted the paradigm. turned in his time. He came down when there was trouble in the land. He came down when things were getting out of hand. He came down after he set the prisoners free, after they hung him from a tree. Nothing was as it used to be. He came down, he came down.
was Infinite River and Sky Diamonds Raga from Tabula Raza, released on Friday. And that was one of the new releases that was not available through the Russian MP3 site. That was something I got from Bandcamp. Infinite River, the Detroit band, thought it'd be worthwhile because it's the only one I couldn't get from the MP3Million.com. But anyway, before that we were doing Cloud Nothings and title track from Final Summer, also released on Friday. We heard T-Bone Burnett, and he came down from the other side. Also released on Friday. And we started things off with Pearl Jam and Dark Matter, title track from that album, rather coincidentally, released on Friday. So, normally this would be the end of the New Music Express, but we have a lot of stuff to get to here. In fact, we have a new Glenn Campbell album, new old stuff, previously unreleased, now released in 2024. We have Lucy Rose, Melvins. We're not going to get to it this week, but we're going to get to this. New Ian Hunter album. Released on time for Record Store Day. This is Defiance Part 2, Fiction. Recorded with recorded with different people here, different famous people. Let's see, here we go. Supported by Galaxy of Stars, the veteran rocker delivers a solid rock and roll album, so we're going to listen to that. We're going to listen to, like, at least one song each week. So here's Ian Hunter with People. Featuring Joe Elliott, the New Music Express, Ian Hunter.
With all they sold us in hand, we need our life.
Version of Milk and Alcohol from, what album was that from? It's from Live and Kane. Released on Friday, I don't know when it was released. Sometime this month, I think. Let's see if we can find it. Live and Kane. Kane. Doesn't say anything. Here we go. Live out my Dr. Feelgood. Oh, here we go. Only two still available. Oh, lucky I downloaded it. 20 tracks digipack. I don't know when it was released. Probably earlier this month. And before that, we heard Ian Hunter and People featuring Joe Elliott from Defiance Part 2 Fiction. Released on Friday, by the way. So, we probably should get the featured artist segment before we fall too far behind. So, I'm going to cue the featured artist segment here.
And now, the featured artist segment on Six's Record Party.
And, so, this week, we have Absolute Grey. Let's see. So, let's see. So, basically, both Thomas and Kitchen left, leaving Beth Brown and Mitchell Razor to continue the band, and they released the Pain Post EP in mid-1987. So, the next album they released is live album from the past. So this is a Journey Through the Past, released in 1987, but it's like a recording of an old concert. Anyway, so let's have a listen here. Here's Absolute Gray from A Journey Through the Past and the live version of Watching, Waiting.
Thank you.
Brooks.
Three songs by Absolute Grey. We heard Hug Hug. And before that, we heard Killing Birds. And we started things off with Watching Waiting. All of those are from the 1987 album, A Journey Through the Past. It is a live recording of an old concert. Let's see. Oh, here we go. An album recorded in 1984 followed, released on the Greek DD label. So that's A Journey Through the Past. It was actually released in 1988 on DD Records. So next album is Sand Down the Moon, released in 1989. So, this is recorded by the original lineup. So, the original lineup came back together with Matt Kitchen on guitar, Beth Brown on vocals, Mitchell Razor on bass and Pat Thomas on drums. So we're gonna hear a track off of that album after the top of the hour ID. So we should get to the top of the hour IDs here. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. Oh, damn, I was out and missed the program. Actually, you know what? I can play, like, one of the songs. I'm going to play, like, the song that I play, though. I'm going to play a song. I can play another song from, What the hell is that? Yeah, I can play another song from the Pearl Jam album. Yeah, I'll do that, like, at the top of the hours here. So, anyway, you survived hour number two of this week's Sixes Record Party. So, we'll be back with hour number three of the show, including the rest of this featured artist segment, and the live segment featuring the Kyle Hollingsworth Band. We'll have that right after this.
Radio.
Radio.
So I wish
you the radio
Dishnuts. I love you, Dishnuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dishnuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
One red solo cup.
Red solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to
the voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
The Biden jobs miracle keeps grinding away with a, quote, stellar March jobs report logging nearly 300,000 new jobs that blew away even the most meth-pumped analysts on Wall Street, and it makes the third month in a row of improbably tremendous job beats. Just one problem, it was all part-time jobs. Full-time jobs actually fell by 6,000, continuing a trend over the past year where full-time workers have collapsed by almost 1.5 million, replaced by nearly 2 million part-time workers, put them together, and presto, job growth. Sadly, what real jobs are left apparently did not even go to native-born Americans. In fact, they lost precisely 651,000 jobs last month, bringing the three-month tally to nearly 1.5 million jobs lost by the native-born in 3 months. In fact, there's been literally zero job growth for native-born workers since 2018. All the jobs have gone to the foreign-born population, of which, according to the Center for Immigration Statistics, roughly half actually went to the 9 million illegals. To give a sense of the scale, over 1 in 3 U.S.-born men with a high school degree are not working. Things are fine, of course, for those with a bachelor's degree. 90% of them have a job and, no doubt, cheap nannies and lawn care. Keep in mind, this is all best case, because I've mentioned in recent videos the epic statistical divergence between official payroll numbers sampled from companies and the household numbers which actually ask people if they have a job. The gap between the two currently stands at a daunting 9 million phantom jobs. Maybe they exist, maybe they don't. The BLS just extrapolates they don't actually work here. Now, I mentioned in recent videos that the most amazing thing about the grim jobs picture is that this is happening even with $2 trillion deficits. That should, in theory, at least be buying some jobs. After all, spend that much money and somebody gets paid. In other words, we can only imagine what's under the hood once you peel off the trillions pouring out of Washington. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Given both the border and Washington's checkbook are wide open, expect yet more millions of migrants to boost the jobs numbers while holding down wage gains for natives who do still have a job. Just a few weeks ago, Jerome Powell actually bragged about this on 60 Minutes, crediting the open border for holding down blue-collar wages, which he likes because it does the inflation dirty work for him. Of course, at the expense of those blue-collar workers, or former workers, buying groceries on layaway while Paul Krugman lectures them about the Bidenomics miracle. Do not expect much relief, at least until the election, and even then it will be trench warfare against a uniparty that is addicted to the government spending, the regulatory jihad on small business, and the cheap imported labor that keeps jobs and wages under control. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
Here's the new Pearl Jam. This is from the album Dark Matter.
Thank you.
is Pearl Jam and Waiting for Stevie from Dark Matter. That was released on Friday, by the way. That's Clay, who was out when I played Pearl Jam. I remember when Ten came out and they played live on the local radio. So like this is like late 91, December 91 to be exact. So we all kind of knew that when Nevermind came out, that it's like one of the few times when my finger was on the pulse of the music industry, and I realized that like when Nevermind hit number one on the charts, it was like pretty much the end for all the hair bands and stuff like that. But then there was like a weird transitional period where like you could hear like because like there you didn't have like the transition to from hair bands to grunge immediately, so it's like you could tune into a radio station and hear like Rat next in a set next with Nirvana and Pearl Jam and stuff like that, but yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyway, if I should get back to the featured artist segment. So in 1989, Absolute Grey released "Sand Down the Moon" on DD Records. So we're gonna hear a track from this. Here's Absolute Grey again, and "Fork in the Road Blues." By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound Skyscanner.
When I got no money, everybody's trying to take you away from me. But you know. Good.
just heard three songs by Absolute Grey. That was Nosebleed, A Field Guide to the Birds. Before that, we heard the title track, Sand Down the Moon. And we started things off with the Fork in the Road Blues. And all those were from Sand Down the Moon, released on DD Records in 1989. So, anyway, great. Well, yeah, it's Golf Romeo Echo, Alphabet. It's Golf Romeo Echo Yankee. Yes, it's G-R-E-Y, not G-R-A-Y, I guess. They released a. Stand Down the Moon in 1989. And they broke up in 1990. So that would be the end of Absolute Grey, right? Or was it? In November of 2020, Captured Tracks released Strum and Thrum, The American Jangle Underground, 1983 to 1987, and the Absolute Grey was on that. There's a track called Remorse. I think we played it in, because I think it was off of Greenhouse, so I think we played that. They were on a compilation album, Strum and Thrum, The American Jangle Underground, 1983-87, and in 2023, actually, they re-released Greenhouse with some live bonus tracks thrown in, so we'll hear some of the bonus tracks from this album. Here's Absolute Grey again. The name of the track is called Elements.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, absolute gray. Golf Romeo Echo Yankee. Anyway, that was from the live bonus tracks from Greenhouse, released in 2023. So that's it for absolute gray. Next week I'm gonna do Rain Parade. We're gonna do that next week, and hopefully that I'll be able to do next week. I wanted to do a second week, but anyway, if I get to the live segment here.
And now the live segment on Six's Record Party.
Yes, and this week we're featuring the Kyle Hollingsworth band. Kyle Hollingsworth is an American rock keyboard player, best known for playing with the String Cheese Incident. He sings and plays electric piano, organ, clavinet, synthesizer, and accordion. He also leads a solo project, Kyle Hollingsworth Band, that constantly tours throughout the year. And well, in addition to touring the solo project, Hollingsworth has released several solo EPs and albums. And we're doing, this is a track from, Kyle Hollingsworth Band, Kyle Hollingsworth on keyboards and vocals, Dan Schwind on guitars, Paul McDaniel on bass, and Brian McRae on drums. This is from live at TACAW. Not sure what that's supposed to signify. Oh, here, the Arts Campus at Willits. Basalt, Colorado. Brewski Tour 2022. The Arts Campus at Willits. We're going to hear Racer X, and because we're kind of pressed for time, we're just going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Racer X and Trip the Light Fantastic. So without further ado, here's the Kyle Hollingsworth Band live segment. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us at, gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. That's for the IRC. You can also join us on the web at sixofcircuitry.com for playlists and show archives. I'm Kyle Hollingsworth Band live at the Arts Campus at Willits on the Brewski Tour, February 17th, 2022, at Basalt, Colorado. And we heard Racer X and Trip the Light Fantastic. And that's pretty much all I heard because we're running out of time. In fact, we ran overtime here, 2 minutes past the hour, so apologies for that. So anyway, show's wrapping up. Thanks to everyone who listened. So anyway, the next live show on RFD will be the Rocket Show with Ron Howard at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central. And then, that's the show for tonight. So then after that, you have the Random Records stuff with Chris Peterson from Minnesota. And then after that, you have the Fun Zone with Bryn Lee, also from Minnesota. And thanks for welcome. So anyway, and then you have the RDS Gate Show, which is pre-recorded. That's it for the live content tomorrow. And coming up next, we have the Saturday Night Smorgasbord from like 11 or 12 years ago, or maybe 13 years ago, but anyway, some point in the past, tomorrow make me happy, through the years, never bring me any tears. So until next week, this is number 6, reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something with those fingernails, I know you, drive safely and drink milk, bring me love, sweet love, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, good for the show, goodbye, the show's over now. Oh, by the way, you can join us at sixthrecordparty.com for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. So, and I said, what do you want from me? Anyway, that's it for the show. Goodbye! Oh, by the way, I looked at a Recordology video, and he went out on Record Store Day, and maybe we'll do like another tribute to Record Store Day next week. And they had the Faces album live at the BBC, and also Captain Beefheart and Ian Hunter Defiance Part 2. That's pretty good stuff. Anyway, goodbye. I'm not going to be able to do that.